Tradition 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. In Narcotics Anonymous, we are concerned with protecting ourselves from ourselves. Our second tradition is an example of this. By nature, we are strong-willed, self-centered people who are thrust together in NA. We are mismanagers, and not one of us is capable of consistently making good decisions. In Narcotics Anonymous, we rely on a loving God as he expresses himself in our group conscience, rather than on personal opinion or ego. By working the steps, we learn to depend on a power greater than ourselves, and to use this power for our group purposes. We must be constantly on guard that our decisions are truly an expression of God's will. There is often a vast difference between group conscience and group opinion, as dictated by powerful personalities or popularity. Some of our most painful growing experiences have come as a result of decisions made in the name of group conscience. True spiritual principles are never in conflict. They complement each other. The spiritual conscience of a group will never contradict any of our traditions. The second tradition concerns the nature of leadership in NA. We have learned that for our fellowship, leadership by example and by selfless service works. Direction and manipulation fail. We choose not to have presidents, masters, or directors. Instead, we have secretaries, treasurers, and representatives. These titles imply service rather than control. Our experience shows that if a group becomes an extension of the personality of a leader or member, it loses its effectiveness. An atmosphere of recovery in our groups is one of our most valued assets, and we must guard it carefully, lest we lose it to politics and personalities. Those of us who have been involved in service or in getting a group started sometimes have a hard time letting go. Egos, unfounded pride, and self-will destroy a group if given authority. We must remember that offices have been placed in trust, and we are trusted servants, and that at no time do any of us govern. Narcotics Anonymous is a God-given program, and we can maintain our group in dignity only with group conscience and God's love. Some will resist. However, many will become the role models for the newcomers. The self-seekers soon find that they are on the outside, causing dissension and eventually disaster for themselves. Many of them change. They learn that we can only be governed by a loving God, as expressed in our group conscience.